Track 6.1. Lesson 6.1. Listening. Exercise C.
G'day Australia. Pippa Chan on chatfmmelbourne.net. Today, we're talking about health myths. Half an hour on the internet leaves most people pretty confused about what's good for their health and what isn't. You know, one article says you drink too much coffee, but you don't drink enough water. Then the next says coffee is good for you, but too much water is dangerous. Confusing? Very. I mean, let's say you're one of the many people who goes through life feeling tired a lot of the time. If you look online, you'll find one expert that says you don't sleep enough, and another that says you sleep too much. And if you can't sleep? Oh, it's because you go to bed too early. No, it's because you don't go to bed early enough. And, of course, everything makes you fat. So how do we know what to believe? Well, we've been down to Melbourne City Hospital to ask some medical professionals about the reality behind some common health myths. Let's hear from the experts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Singh, and I work at Melbourne City Hospital. My myth concerns how much water we need to drink. Most people have probably heard that not drinking enough water can cause headaches, and they are right. That isn't a myth. But many of us have probably also heard that we need to drink 8 glasses of water per day to stay healthy. Well, that isn't exactly true. The 8 glasses, or around 2 litres, includes all liquids, tea, coffee, juice, etc., plus the water you get from food, which is around 1/5 of your daily total. So how much water should we drink? Well, my advice is drink when you are thirsty, and you'll be okay.
Hi, my name's Michael. I'm a nurse here in Melbourne. Many people believe that eating fatty food makes them fat, but in fact, that isn't the whole truth. Eating more calories than you need makes you fat. Yes, it's true that fat has lots of calories, but so do carbohydrates and sugars. It isn't actually too much fat that makes you fat. It's too many calories. Some fat is necessary, so you can still enjoy your burger as part of a balanced diet. And to burn those extra calories? Get up off that sofa and get moving.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tremblay from Canada. The Australian winter is here, and so are colds and flu. You remember Grandma's advice, hat, scarf, keep warm or you'll catch a cold. Well, Australia isn't as cold as Canada, but it is sensible to make sure you're warm enough. However, the truth is that cold weather doesn't cause colds and flu. They are caused by viruses. You are more likely to catch a cold inside, where there are lots of people. And remember, if you have a cold and are suffering with a headache, a cough, or a sore throat, get plenty of rest, drink warm drinks, unless you have a temperature, and make sure you're getting enough vitamins. Don't take antibiotics. They don't kill viruses, and they won't help a cold.
Hi, I'm Leah. I'm a medical student from London, and I want to talk about eggs. Some people believe that you shouldn't eat more than 1 or 2 eggs a week. This is probably because of old advice. In the past, the warning was always too many eggs are bad for your heart. But we now know that an egg or two per day doesn't increase the risk of heart disease in healthy people. Excellent news for egg lovers. Exactly what they wanted to hear. Sorry.
Wow. Thank you to all our experts. Interesting stuff. We'll be back with music from Enrique Iglesias after the break.